Legislation that would change the way the Alaska Marine Highway System runs was introduced last week. House Bill 142 calls for ferry management and operations to be transferred to a publicly owned corporation. Southeast Conference Executive Director Robert Venables worked with legislative staff writing the bill. He says it would take control of the ferry system away from politicians and political appointees.
It provides an executive board that has deep maritime and business expertise into a model of governance that brings labor and management together, working towards common causes and common goals of delivering the best predictable service to the state and the traveling public.
The state-funded ferry system has reduced its fleet and sailings over several years due to budget cuts. The age of the fleet also means frequent interruptions in the schedule. The State Department of Transportation and the Southeast Conference agreed to begin working on the idea about 2 years ago. The legislation is based on studies done for what's called the Alaska Marine Highway Reform Project. Its research includes a review of other ferry systems. It also gathered information from community leaders, passengers, and businesses that use the ferries.
We've been talking a lot of concepts lately, and this is an opportunity now to have it hold the actual statutory language that would create the public corporation.
The bill has been assigned to the House Transportation Committee. Co-chairwoman Louise Stute's office led that work. She was not immediately available for comment. No action is expected this year, so the bill will have to be reintroduced for the next legislative session, but backers expect field hearings before then.